This is The Record on KUOW. The Puget Sound region is home to refugee communities, Syrian, Bhutanese, Somali, just to name a few. More and more people are being forced out of their homes by conflict. The Norwegian Refugee Council's latest report puts that number at an all-time high. Well, Judith Kuhlman has watched the state of refugees for a long time. She's a former United Nations official, and she currently teaches international human rights at the University of New Hampshire. Thanks for joining us today, Judith.
Thank you.
Why is the number of displaced persons going up?
Well, I think it's a combination of the outbreak of new conflicts, particularly brutal ones, and the continuation of old conflicts that seem to have no end. Those two things taken together, plus the difficulty for people of finding solutions to their plight, means that we have a growing number of people who are displaced within the borders of their own countries, and a growing number of refugees, meaning people who've actually crossed an international border.
Does the number of displaced persons going up tell us something about the nature of conflicts going on around the world?
When the Cold War ended in 1989, 1990, we thought that we were going to be going into a new period of peace and stability. And what we saw instead was the outbreak of many conflicts within the borders of states, like the war in the former Yugoslavia, or the conflict in Chechnya, or in Darfur. And since then, we've seen the appearance of new actors of violence, like the Lord's Resistance Army in Central Africa and Boko Haram in Nigeria. These are groups and these are conflicts where civilians are not just the accidental victims, but actually the intended victims. And with conflicts like that, which target civilians deliberately, you inevitably have huge numbers of displaced people who are trying to get themselves and their families out of the zone of danger.
Judith, help us put into perspective this increase in the number of displaced persons. I mean, throughout history, people have been displaced. I was thinking of World War II and the huge number of refugees that took place because of that conflict. If you look throughout history, is the refugee problem worse now?
Well, it probably isn't worse than during a global conflict like World War I or World War II, but it's still very large. There are probably 50 million people today who are displaced, around 17 million who are refugees who've crossed an international border, and around 33 million who are displaced within the borders of their own countries.
How do you go about measuring the number of displaced persons? We're in chaotic atmosphere in many of these places. How do you know?
The number is based on figures collected by a number of different actors, by governments, by UN agencies, by non-governmental aid groups. In some situations, like with the refugees from Syria, it's actually based on registration, individual registration of families. That's how we know, for instance, that there are 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon, which means that around 25% of the population in Lebanon are now refugees because every family is registered and is receiving some kind of documentation to demonstrate who they are and where they are staying. Of course, there are many displaced people who are never reached by any international aid agency, and there we are going essentially on the basis of estimates provided by the host governments.
You know, a million refugees is almost incomprehensible. What should we be aware of that a number cannot capture?
Well, indeed, the figure of 1 million, which is the example of Syrians in Lebanon, is huge. But I think to understand it, you have to understand it as a percentage of the population as a whole. If we had 25% of the population in the United States being refugees, we would be talking about something like 80 million people. So you can imagine the effect that a large refugee population has on things like schools, housing, healthcare, sanitation, food. All of these things have to be provided by the host society, sometimes with assistance from the international community, sometimes without. And I think the scale of it is something that it's very hard for people to imagine who haven't actually been in that situation.
As the number of displaced people and refugees has grown, have the resources of the host society and of international organizations like the United Nations also stepped up their efforts to make sure that we're not falling further behind in the travails and problems of those folks?
The resources have increased. The United Nations Refugee Agency has a budget this year of close to $5 billion, which is the biggest ever. But of course, on the ground for the affected people, the aid is still at a very minimal level. And worse than that is that the prospect of solutions are simply not there. What refugees want more than anything else is the possibility to go home and to resume their lives. And with these conflicts that spiral on and on, the thing refugees want most, which is the hope for a solution to their situation, is very often what they are least likely to get.
Judith Kuman, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Judith Kuman, an adjunct professor of international human rights at the University of New Hampshire and also a former United Nations official. She studies refugees and displaced people around the world. This is The Record on KUOW.